Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Thursday, 16th of May, and here's all you need to know before the market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are likely to take cues from global markets and open higher today. Trends in the GIFT Nifty also hint towards a gap-up start for the broader index with gains of around 100 points. In the previous session, the Sensex and Nifty 50 ended largely flat after a day of volatile trade. The wild swings in the market in the previous session was on account of caution ahead of the US CPI print for April, which was due later in the day. The US inflation print rose 0.3% in April as compared to the prior month. That was slightly below the Dow Jones estimate of 0.4%. Consumer prices still grew 3.4% from the year-ago period. At close, the Sensex was down 0.1% at 72,987 points, while the Nifty was flat at 22,200 points. On the technical front, analysts feel that the sentiment will remain subdued as long as the Nifty stays below 22,250. A decisive move beyond this level could potentially propel the Nifty towards 22,600 and beyond. Conversely, a failure to sustain above 22,200 might invite selling pressure. Shifting focus to today's trading session, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of Mankind Pharma will be in focus as the drug maker reported a net profit of Rs. 477 crore for the March quarter of FY24, up 62.3% from Rs. 294 crore reported last year. The Delhi-based pharma company posted an 18.9% rise in revenue at Rs. 2,441 crore as against Rs. 2,052 crore a year ago. Moving up, shares of Titagarh Rail Systems will also be in the radar after the company reported a 64% on-year spike in its net profit to Rs. 79 crore for Q4 of FY24. The company's revenue rose 8% on-year to Rs. 1,052.4 crore as against Rs. 974.2 crore in the corresponding period of the preceding fiscal. Now, it's time to shift our focus towards global markets and how they've fared so far. In the US, a lighter-than-expected inflation print pulled all the three benchmarks to close at record highs. The positive inflation data fanned hopes of a rate cut in September, further bolstering sentiment. The 30-stock Dow climbed 0.88%, while the broader market S&P 500 gained 1.2%, ending the session above the 5,300 mark for the first time. The technology-heavy Nasdaq Composite was the outperformer as it closed 1.4% higher. Asian markets also followed their US peers on hopes of a rate cut in September and inched higher in early trade today. Japan's Nikkei 225 was up 0.9%, while the broader topics gained 0.5%. South Korea's market reopened after a holiday in the previous session, with the Kospi jumping 1.5% and the small-cap KOSDAQ adding 1.3%. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 also gained 0.6%. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sneha Poddar of Motilal Oswal Financial Services, who will share her insights on the Q4 earnings season so far. Let's tune in.
The Q4 earnings have been in line so far, and it was largely led by the domestic cyclicals such as BFSI and auto. This was in line with expectation. BFSI clocked more than 20% YOY growth, while the auto sector saw robust growth of 40%. However, in contrast, the performance was dragged down by the oil and gas sector, which posted a decline of almost 20%. Cement sector, on the other hand, posted a healthy growth of more than 30%. Some of the heavyweights such as HDFC Bank, Coal India, ICICI, Maruti and TCS, they largely drove the aggregate. Now going ahead, we remain optimistic on the domestic cyclical theme amid a consistent backdrop of earnings growth. Our preferred themes would be industrials, consumer discretionary, real estate and PSU banks from next 1 year perspective.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you tomorrow or at the same time.